You are listening to the One Desire Church podcast, a culture of faith, hope, and love.
Let's continue with our identity statement this morning. Would you all join me here together? I am not what's been done to me, but what Jesus has done for me. I am not what I do, but what Jesus has done. What I do doesn't determine who I am. I follow Jesus, and as his follower, he determines what I do. Thank you. And this morning we're going to be in Amos chapter 7. If you have your scriptures with you, we're going to jump in there. Amos saw these three visions here in this chapter, chapter 7. And it's interesting, a vision. He saw something that God was going to do and had an opportunity to interact with God in that moment of seeing this picture. And God responded to him. It wasn't this one-sided, one-way conversation of God speaking at Amos or communicating to Amos in a way that he could receive, but it was something that Amos was able to have a dialogue with. Have you ever had you thought it was a conversation with somebody and it quickly turned into a monologue and it wasn't your monologue, it was from them? You've had that moment when somebody is they go on and on and on, you don't have an opportunity to speak or to put a word in edgewise. And that can be very frustrating when you feel like that is what is taking place. But it's important for us to remind ourselves that the God of the universe, the God of all creation, the one who is identified in Scripture as love and the source of love, has time to listen and to respond to us in our interactions. Let's look at Amos chapter 7, just a couple of verses, 7 and 8 and then 9. This is what he showed me. So this is Amos's vision. Behold, the Lord was standing beside a wall built with a plumb line, in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, here's the dialogue, conversation back and forth. I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, behold, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will never again pass by them. The high places of Isaac shall be made desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Let's stop there and pray. Father, I just thank you for the examples we have in Scripture of men and women who listened and received what you had to show them, and that you had time to interact and to ask questions and to teach and to lead and to receive the doubts and fears of those that you were speaking to. And we just want to be in that place as your children. We affirm that you are a good father and that you know how to give good gifts to your children. And so as your kids here this morning, we just want to receive the good gifts that you have stored up for us. Father, we don't want to leave any gift unopened. Just as when Christmas rolls around, we want to just have every gift that's underneath the Christmas tree opened up. And we want to do that in our spiritual lives. And we want to do that in our emotional lives and our mental lives and our financial and our relational, every area that is part of our makeup. We just want to be receiving your gifts this morning. I thank you. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Kind of an interesting picture, a wall that was built, and this implement, this tool, which is referred to as a plumb line.
Hi, I'm Ted. This is a vintage plumb bob from around 1850. Plumb bobs have been around for a long time. Long before there was electronics and lasers and things like that, people relied on these to transfer marks from the ceiling to the floor. And they're still the most accurate way to do it, even today. I'll show you how we use it to find the center mark on this model here. If we wanted to join two rafters in the center, What we do is run a string line and find our center mark, or put a center mark on the floor, and slide the rafter up until the plumb bob stops swinging and is even with the mark that you've made. Then you can attach this rafter and slide the other one up to meet it. And then once you've found your center mark, you can line the other rafter up.
Anyone ever used a plumb line before? A couple hands? Plumb line. It's kind of an interesting idea. It's using gravity, and you find whether or not something is straight up and down. I'm really grateful that my dad, during my growing up years, invited my brothers and I. Well, it really wasn't an invitation. It was, you will help with a lot of the reconstruction and remodeling that we did in the homes that we lived. And that was one of the things, whether it was a straight edge or a measuring tape or a saw, the plumb line or the plumb bob was something that I learned to use. And I found myself in my own home relying upon some of those tools to help me do what I need to do. Here's another example that I love. This is a square. Anyone have a framing square at home? It helps you find the right angle when you're putting together whatever construction framing that you're doing. Well, this is one, I had never seen this before, but they have a plumb line, a plumb bob, attached to the top of it, and it helps you find out if your straight angle is straight. And when you're building that doorway, you want to make sure that it's going to receive that door, and it's going to be square, and it's going to fit just right. So plumb lines have been around since way back in the day with the Egyptians. Thousands of years ago, they were using it to make their straight lines as they were building and creating what they were wanting to build and create. Had opportunity to build, this is not a picture of me, but build a rock mailbox a long time ago. And part of building that and making sure that we had our mailbox was straight and not a little bit crooked there on the side of the road was using that plumb line to find, okay, where is the straight edge of this new mailbox that we were putting together. It's interesting that the God, in his vision to Amos, he uses something that is a part of building. It's a part of creation. It's a part of doing it right. There are those who, sometimes I fall into this category, when I'm building something, it just has to work. You know, any of you have somebody in your life like that? As long as the door swings open and closes, right, that's all that matters. But then you have those folks who, it has to swing open and close, and the gap when it's closed has to be the same at the top as it is at the bottom. Have you ever adjusted your door and you're trying to get it just right so it's the same at the top and on the bottom? And there's a lot of little tricks that you can do. Sometimes we take the easy way, and the easy way isn't always the prettiest way or the most finished way to do things. And God here in his conversation with Amos says that here's a wall and here is a plumb line. This shows you what is straight and what is true in the nation today. What is straight and what is true in the nation today? Have you ever felt like you're just off kilter a little bit? You have one of those days where you wake up and you're just like, everything feels just a little bit off in my life. There's times where I'll stop and I'll say, okay, Jesus, did I miss something with you? Is there something that I'm just not clicking with you regarding in my life in this moment? Is there something that's going on? I want to know, where is this true line? Where is this up and down that I can base my life off of when I have that sense of something's just off right now? you ever been off with your finances? Like, by the end of the month, you're not sure if ends are gonna, what's the term? Meet? Ends are gonna meet? What about relationally? Have you ever been in a relationship and you're like, wow, things are just not lining up in this relationship? There's some things that are uneven. It's not straight and it's not true. And God is communicating to those that He loves that there are some things that are off in your life. Specifically in this passage, God is saying there are places that you're going and things that you're doing to worship me, but it is apart from me. And those places of worship are going to be destroyed. They're going to be going by the wayside. So those are the things that are off base. They're not straight, a straight line. When the door swings closed, there's a huge gap. You might as well not even have a door there. Why? Because the wind is going to blow through and the critters are going to climb underneath. There's a problem. There's a response that is required here in this moment in your life. And for us this morning, I want to just take time to reflect on our own lives and our own experience upon that plumb line that God has given us. Given us. We have an external plumb line, I think we could probably say, and then we have an internal plumb line. What are those external forces in our lives that help us stay on the straight and narrow? Well, it's not necessarily the yellow line going down the center of the road. You've been driving and all of a sudden you're on the other side of that line because your tires are touching it. Those liners are supposed to keep us in our lane and from going on the other side left, crossing to oncoming traffic. And then we have those rumble strips on the right side of the road. Most places, not all the county roads. Most of the county roads don't have them. You can end up in the ditch pretty quick when you don't have that reminder that's there helping guide you in the place that you are to go. What are those external plumb lines in your life? Sometimes it's those flashing red and blue lights that are the reminder, oh yeah, there is something that has been decided. This is true for all of us. It's called a speed limit. We're supposed to follow that speed limit. There are also those dynamics, those parts and pieces that give us stability in relationships between our family members, the way we honor one another, the way we interact with one another. Do you have a plumb line? This is true straight line in the way that we interact in our home. Do you have some of those that you're working to set up maybe with your children or build into your relationships of honoring those boundaries that are there and this is truly up and down. We have these external plumb lines in our life that help us to know, okay, yeah, it's straight. There's good direction, good progress in what is taking place in our lives. What about the inner plumb line? The inner plumb line. As a kid growing up, I was terrified that there was this conscience inside of me. Do you know what it means to have a guilty conscience? Do you know what it feels like to be ashamed, to have guilt and regret in your life? I'll never forget that moment when I disobeyed my mom. We were going to the grocery store, and as a kid, I loved the gumball machines. Anybody else a lover of gumball machines at the grocery stores? We still love them. Well, I asked my mom, is it all right if I take a quarter? And she said, no. I don't know what the backstory was. But in that moment, the line was hanging and it was clear. No. I looked at mom and I was just like, bummer. She was doing her list. And I thought, well, you know, I can work this a little bit in my probably 7 or 8 year old mind. And so what I did is I went and I got one of my quarters from my piggy bank. And I put it on the sidewalk in front of our house. Because when I asked mom, is it all right for me to go get a quarter for my piggy bank to take to the grocery store to get a gumball, she said no. I'm thinking, oh, I can outsmart this. So I went and I got that quarter and I put it on the sidewalk in front of our car. And as we're leaving, I looked over and I thought, wow, mom, look, there's a quarter here on the sidewalk. And I went and I picked it up and I said, isn't that cool? And she's like, yeah, that's great. And we went to the grocery store and I didn't ask her. I had that quarter and I went ahead and I bought my gumball. And on the inside, I just felt that closing down. I had done wrong. I knew that part of that plumb line in my life on the inside, my conscience was telling me that really isn't going to be healthy for you to set this pattern of lying in your life. And as a small child, I remember laying in bed that night and thinking, I'm not going to be able to go to sleep tonight. That plumb line was clear. I was aware of it. I was aware that there was something on the inside that was communicating to me what was true, what was right, what was healthy. And then as I got older, I learned about this still small voice of the Spirit that spoke to me. And that kind of weirded me out a little bit. As a recovering Baptist, there's those moments where I wasn't sure, okay, the Spirit kind of sounds like a boogeyman, and I'm a little bit afraid of the Spirit coming after me. But I began to trust that the Spirit's voice was true, that it gave me clarity of where is my life going to agree with something that's bigger than I am. Something that is going to give me direction on building my life from the inside out. And the Spirit is probably one of our closest friends and allies in our life. For what is true, what is right, what is just. Throughout Scripture, as the children of Israel struggled in their lives, there were other places earlier on in the book of Amos. I want you to listen to this passage, Amos 5, verse 11. Therefore, because you impose heavy rent on the poor and exact a tribute of grain from them, though you have built houses of well-hewn stone, yet you have not lived in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, yet you will not drink their wine. There was something that the children of Israel, they had built. They had built their homes. And when you look at their homes, you're saying, wow, that is really nice. You know what? All the lines are perfect. Whoever your architect is a good person. You know, we want to get that same person as our architect. And yet God said, regardless of how beautiful your hewn stone homes are, you're not going to enjoy it. Why? Because you have achieved this possession at the cost of the people around you who need your love, need your acceptance, need your compassion the most. You've profited from them. You're not going to live in them. You're not going to enjoy your pleasant vineyards. We could stop here, and the external plumb lines in our life and the internal plumb line, we could say that there are external houses and buildings that we are a part of building in our world today. And then there is an internal house. There's an internal edifice or abode that is inside of each of us. And there's those times in our lives when, because we are not responding to that direction, that work of God's Spirit in us, our house begins to fall down and fall apart. And in the creation of something beautiful that God has intended for us, we're missing that there is a true line that has been placed within us. And we're stepping away from that. We're stepping away from God's best, His health, His well-being that He has designed for us to experience on the inside, but also on the outside of our lives. Scripture tells us that unless the Lord does what? Builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. If there's a plumb line, it means that there's something that's being built or has been built. And in each of us on the inside, there are these places where we are growing and having the life of God make something beautiful within us. That inner sanctuary, that inner life, that place where God's Spirit resides and abides in us. The Apostle Paul, he challenged his brothers and sisters in Ephesus with this passage of Scripture. I want to share this with us this morning. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. According to the riches of his glory, he may grant to you, grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner, what? Inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, and it goes on. This idea of the Spirit in our inner being has a purpose of beginning to create this home for Jesus to live and to abide and to reside in each of us. And this is not a new theme that the Apostle Paul just kind of grabbed out of thin air. This is something that God's heart from the beginning was for humanity, for men and women, boys and girls, to open up on the inside and to allow that life of God to be in us, directing us as to how we are creating our internal world. Again, remember, there's those mornings that I wake up and on the inside I'm off. Those mornings I wake up and I'm like, I feel like my house, my internals, my inner self is leaning in the wrong direction today. When I walk through the doorway on the inside and I meet the world afresh and anew today, I'm going to have to be bent over, because otherwise I'm going to hit my head as I leave my house. What do I do when on the inside, that inner world, that inner home, I have a sense of I'm not agreeing with the plumb line right now. That plumb line is not what I'm basing that building, that interior life, that interior world. I'm not basing it off of that plumb line. God's Spirit in me, that Spirit that is wanting to say, hey, this is how you let Jesus come into your life every day, every moment of every day. Where do I go with that? The book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 4 says this, for every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. The builder of all things is God. And it is God who helps us on the inside create that beautiful resting place for God's presence in us. Throughout the scriptures, we see that there are these moments where individuals miss the fact that God wanted to live with us in a way that we couldn't close our city gates and keep God out. We couldn't close our front door and keep God out. Why? Because we had opened up on the inside and allowed God to come in and to be inside of us. Read the scripture with me from the book of Haggai. Haggai chapter 1, verse 9. Yes, this is in the Bible. Together, you look for much, but behold, it comes to little. When you bring it home, I blow it away, declares the Lord of hosts, because my house, which lies desolate, while each of you runs to his own house. So this was a time when the energy and the life of God's people was not focused on making a place that was beautiful for God. And it was a physical location, it was a physical temple where people came to worship and to connect with God. But there's been this shift in our world where no longer is there a temple made with hands that we have to go to worship God, but we realize that we are the temple of God. And according to Paul's writings in Titus, the Spirit of God dwells in each of us. But there are those times in my life when I realize that I have been running home to my little building, my little projects, those things that I count as more important in my life than to bring something beautiful to that house of God that is on the inside, that inner house of God, that house that here in the book of Haggai, God is warning that it is in what? It is in ruins. It is in destruction. It is in ruins and it is in distraction. Book of Jeremiah. Here's another warning from God to God's people. Let's read this together. Jeremiah 22, 13 and 14. Woe to him who builds his house without righteousness and his upper room without justice, who uses his neighbor's services without pay and does not give him his wages, who says, I will build myself a roomy house with spacious upper rooms and cut out its windows, panels with cedar and painting it bright red. Here was another time where the children of Israel were taking advantage of those who were around them so that they would have something that they could point and look at and say, this is beautiful and this is bright and this is big. And they were missing the fact that the plumb line on the outside was not representing the plumb line that was on the inside. Their external plumb line, when you look at it, they've got it all together. It's beautiful and it's perfect. But that plumb line on the inside was showing that there was a different story. The way that they interact with their friends, with their neighbors, with their fellow man. The external plumb line and the internal plumb line. So this morning, let's ask a question. How do we allow that external plumb line of the way that our life is built, the way that it is being the architect of our life, how straight the lines are? How do we allow that to match up and to mirror the interior life? That place on the inside where God's Spirit is whispering and directing us, hey, you need to move your rocks over just a little bit. You need to move that wall over just a little bit. There needs to be this nudge in this direction. I told you all when building a stone mailbox, you get off just a little bit at the bottom and you continue trying to keep a straight line with it being off just a little bit at the bottom. It may be straight from the bottom to the top, but it's not straight according to a plumb line. It's actually bending over. And there's those times in our lives when we realize, you know what? What I've built up to this point, it's a little bit off, it's a little bit crooked. And I need some understanding on how do I rearrange this part of who I am and what is going on in my life so that it agrees with the plumb line of God's Spirit in my life. The only way that I know how to do that is to simply stop and say, God, I receive your love for me. And I allow your love to nudge me and to move me wherever it needs to go. However I need to be formed, reformed, however I need to be conformed to that plumb line in my life. Now what's beautiful is that God has this desire, he has this passion over and over again. Jesus invites us. I want you to make a special place to abide, so I can abide in you, so I can live in you, so I can dwell in you. And so for each of us here this morning, let's just pause and allow God's Spirit to hold that plumb line of God's love in the interior world this morning, and to allow that line to show us, where do I need to to shift a little bit? Where do I need to move a little bit in my life? Why? Because God wants to live inside of us in a very beautiful place. He's like, hey, unless the Lord builds a house, they that labor, labor in vain. So you can keep working and keep trying on your own, apart from me, apart from my spirit, but it's just going to keep coming out the same way. It's going to be bent over. And don't get frustrated, because life takes practice. And God's spirit is always with us, hovering over the face of the deep, those places where we look at and say, oh, it's chaos and it's mess. It's just a disaster. God's spirit is still there hovering, just waiting for that invitation from us to come in and help rearrange things on the inside. Help me hammer those boards where they need to be. Help me get that foundation straight. Maybe it's been off in one area or another. Why don't we just take a few moments, and even the kids can do this. Why don't we all close our eyes? And I'm going to have the kids fold their hands. Can you all do that? Can you fold your hands together? Yeah, just close your eyes and rest and relax. And we're just going to take a few moments and allow. We're going to allow God to speak to us in our hearts. Anything that's leaning in the wrong direction. Can you all see the plumb line of God's love in your life on the inside? If you can't, it's a good place to start. God, let me see your spirit helping me set up straight lines in my life. Jesus, we just welcome you into our hearts afresh and anew to help get the lines where they need to be in our lives. The other voices that have told us this is where the line has to be and this is how the wall has to be, Father, we just ask that you would would calm those voices and quiet those voices and remove those voices that have helped us to build a house on the inside that is crooked and broken and not worthy of your wonderful presence within us. But I thank you that it's through your presence that you bring something beautiful into us. So we just acknowledge afresh and anew that unless you build the house, we labor in vain. So continue to build that beautiful place within each of our hearts that governs the core and the center of all that we are. May we know afresh and anew that your presence is always with us and never leaves us or forsakes us. Thank you for each of the young ones here this morning, each of the kids. And I pray that their consciences, that their hearts would be open and receptive to your love, which is that plumb line in our lives. We thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't we all stand? Anybody have anything they want to say? Why don't we just close with this? Why don't we close with a reminder, a beautiful reminder, that God delights in the creation that is taking place in each of our hearts, in each of our lives. He delights in the straight lines of building a home for Jesus and for his Spirit to live in. And again, it's not complicated because it's something that God delights in doing, and he knows how to build beautiful things in each of us, in each of our lives. So let's leave this place knowing that there is a beautiful creation that's taking place. And let that be the core and the center that guides our words and our actions and our thoughts throughout the rest of this day. God bless you. Have a great week. Thank you.